Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So as you all know by now, our president, President Cyril Matamela Ramaphosa, went to the U.S. to meet with President Donald J. Trump. Come on, what does the J stand for? Just look it up there quickly. Whoa. When a president flies, they will go with their own security.
John.
Oh, okay. Very, very bland. I thought it was Joseph.
Worse.
So anyway, when a president flies, they'll go with their own security. And depending on how big the mission is, for example, if they're taking Nkwazi, they'll go with SANDF as well. SANDF may provide another aircraft, which is one of their own from their private fleet. But this time, I don't believe they did that. They all just traveled on Nkwazi. Now, have you seen that picture of Jacob Zuma? I think it was in Russia, if I'm not mistaken, where he landed and he was walking past a bunch of soldiers. Have you seen that picture?
Mm-hmm. With the coat, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're all standing there saluting, Bunda smiling, because for some reason, people feel like that picture has aura.
No, it looks very presidential.
It does. Super, super aura.
It does.
Very presidential.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's what happens when a president arrives.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what the mission is for, what the meeting is for, you'll have anything from 6 to maybe 30 soldiers waiting to receive you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a president is a commander-in-chief of our defense force. So when he's there, you must salute.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so yesterday, when he was leaving the U.S., he was speaking to one of the ladies that received him in the U.S. But then I think one of the heads of the SANDF then went to take her position and she stood in front of him and she saluted.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, while she was doing this, she was busy chewing gum.
She wasn't chewing gum. She was annihilating
the gum. It was like ubolekile, you know? By the time she gives it back, it must have no flavor left.
Yeah.
So, mouth open, everything, right? Usually, I wouldn't care about this, but social media, we let nothing slide. So people are like, yay, in front of your commander in chief, in front of guests. Hey, this is not protocol. What's going on here?
Mm.
Do you feel like we're being too harsh on this pure woman?
I'm in two minds about it.
Yeah.
So the first one is you are busy saluting the commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a certain level of protocol that needs to go with that.
Mm.
But at the same time, oh, President Dupuis, we are chama. So I think she kind of forgot herself. Who's Kohlio? Because she was also just smiling with the president, with this lady. So I think because of that light-hearted moment, she kind of forgot herself.
Do you remember last year that we did a show?
Yeah.
About, I guess, MPs' wives going for protocol training.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nati Nina, waste your mali. Nati, they must go online. Nati, I think it's Tingo. Yeah, what are you watching? Do you see now, Bundo?
Ah, shame. I see, but at the same time, the president is so easygoing. Hey, honestly, he'd make you feel at home that you would forget protocol for a little bit. I know at one point I was traveling with him to Saudi Arabia. I was late, but protocol is when the president gets on the plane, we close the plane, we go.
Yeah.
And I was
it's also a security risk. The plane open.
Did they not wait for me? And when I got in, I was already so traumatized. I'm like, I'm so sorry. The president, who's mele in the aisle, ubege, his arms across, he's chatting to another minister. And he's like, they've been shouting at you, come. And he gave me a hug. You know, because you already knew that the spokesperson had been saying, you know, I've lost my job, you've screwed me over, all of that.
Yeah.
But he just gave me a hug and...
Yeah,
but all of those guards were so upset. Now I'm walking on that red carpet because they've been waiting to close it.
Hence I'm saying, who's Kohli when I
am? Yeah, shame. He's so easygoing, eh?
My blade just sent me a text now. I'm disgusted to even look. He says, there's gum stuck under the desk where you're sitting. oh man.
Really?
I'm going to take a look now.
No, but why would he tell us that?
No, but also, why would anybody stick gum under the desk? Who are these people?
We're not in primary school anymore, though. Honestly, we're not in primary school. You're an adult. You can't come to work and be sticking gum under the table,
right?
As an adult.
Yeah. Ah, wow.
No, guys, we're not in primary
school. It must be this weekend or evening, guys. No.
She goes,
No.
I think she knows.
Must be.
No, I don't. I'm just saying, Mangatabanisi, guys. We are a peaceful team.
I'm going to go have it DNA analyzed. I don't play around. I'm going to do this.
We need mouth swabs.
We're going to come back and find the culprit, yeah.
Okay, so are we concluding that she was comfortable or are we concluding that she behaved badly?
No, she behaved badly.
She behaved badly. Comfortable or not, you're representing the country first and foremost. You see, I think the reason Cizwe brought up that picture of Jacob Zuma, by the way, I think it was in England because it was accompanied and probably received by Prince Philip.
Mm-hmm.
What gives that picture clout, it's the uniformity of all the soldiers, mm-hmm. how they're standing, they're showing strength and showing discipline. And when I'm looking at that, I'm going, damn, that country, they are well organized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's representing the country. Whether you are comfortable, the president may be smiling with the guest, laughing, but you need to represent and show discipline. That's what we've come to know the military about, that when you go there, you become this very disciplined person.
Even the posture.
Yeah.
Posture.
You can't be slouching. That's why you say you stand at attention.
Yes.
Some are couldn't chest out.
So basically, you're saying she should have behaved like those guys in front of the Buckingham Palace on the horses.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, just keep it.
No, because she's essentially disrespecting this very same salute she's doing. Because that goes with so much respect and discipline.
Mm. Mm. Ish.
Do you know that if you're in the force, even South African Police Force, right?
Mm.
When you're driving and your senior drive past you, you're supposed to brace.
Okay.
Now, you can't salute, obviously, because you're taking your hand off the steering wheel.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to put your hand on top of the steering wheel so that they see that you're bracing.
Mm.
All right.
See?
Yeah, well. So, Jay, there's a lot that's wrong right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys will find the significance.
Mm.
When I used to run restaurants, right, I could tell if I walked into one of my restaurants and the glass maybe was streaky. Something as small as that, I could tell what kind of a month we were going to have.
Really? Mm.
Whoa. Yeah.
So if I walked in and the floors were clean and the glasses were shining, even in the bar, I'd know we're going to make a lot of money.
I see.
Because it's a small things in business that tick over to the big things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If people aren't taking care of the small detail, like shining glasses, cleaning the floor, what are the plates like, what's the service like, all of those things then cascade.
Makes sense.
So when you see a country with one of their army members chewing gum,
senior,
that country is in disarray.
Mm.
Yep, because it speaks to the training they're getting.
That country is in disarray.
So it speaks to so much. Yeah.
That's the one thing
in the system.
I hear you.
Another thing is also a very simple example. If you go to a person's house and the pool is green, that guy's going through a lot of things in his life. But that's a lot of things. That's going through a lot of things in your life.
Okay, now that's true.
It's indicative of way bigger issues.
Even your garden.
Yes.
Even your garden. I would pass people's gardens and say, I think they're going through something. Maybe get divorced.
It's indicative of way bigger things.
Remember Mandela's Houghton home? When he was alive, it was pristine. Garden perfect.
True.
Now, they're clearly going through things.
100%.
Stolen cars now there.
Good morning, Kaya family. And this is Shegisi. Mpo is saying, o cupcake ya chama. Yes? No, guys, that lady was wrong. You know, there are certain positions and jobs that require certain decorum. It's protocol. So she must have observed the protocol or whatever disciplinary rules.
The disrespect of chewing gum or fucking uniform and you're going to salute the president. She was just being disrespectful. No matter how you want to look at it, it disrespects president.
Yeah. Mhm. Hey guys. She should have been told to spit the thing out before coming forward. Yeah, yo, it doesn't look proper. Because you wouldn't even go to a meeting within your own company setup to income. Like, I buy info, so the protocol. Because you see, you know, and a move.
That is funny, and a move. You know what I love about people? For some reason, we believe that if somebody's beautiful, they can't act tardy. Mm-hmm. Right? Why is that?
It's pretty privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah, because beauty, yeah, it's pretty privilege, man.
Pretty privilege.
Let's talk, like, Bella.
Nagnopundo, why
it's
Mr. President?
It's privilege.
Yeah,
it's not privilege.
It's simple. It's
simple.
I mean, if she was not good looking, the baby would have just left the like, I saw
that's funny. So the president said, who are we waiting for? He said, Pundo Mavila. He said, okay, no, it's fine.
It's pretty privilege.
It is. I looked at that and I was shocked, and I was like, what? What's going on? Who is she? Is she South African or is she American? Is she American? So, I guys, no, you know what? Nyanizwa mfundo and nyanizwa, but guys, this is a soldier, and looking at the Vice Bizan. These things that's togi de lana, this honoraries and whatnot, this rope and whatnot, it means
she's
a
decorated
hierarchy of some sort. Mm. I was a girl guide, and as a girl guide, we were like, they were teaching us to observe protocol. Even if you can see your mother fall, you don't leave your post, because unless your commander says leave, only then you can leave. So, I mean, we are talking a soldier, Bafuita. I mean, protocol, chappies, while you are saluting.
Interesting you should say that, because I've actually got somebody from VIP Protection Services on the line. I don't know if he wants me to mention his name. So, for now, I'll just go, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Do you want to tell us, what is procedure, protocol, and training?
Generally, people from VIP protection in the military and the police, they would undergo training at DIRCO, which is the Department of International Relations.
Yes.
For protocol, including, it goes as far as food, you know, like when you're leaving your table.
Yes.
And you don't want people to actually take your plate, because they might think that you've finished your food. So, because you'd be in other countries and what have you. So you need to know how you put the utensils, like those forks and stuff, in a way that shows, no, I'm not finished, I'm going to do that. But beside training at DIRCO, which I believe she would have undergone that, and as a person who has to do the guard of honor in a line of duty, you need to have, one, with women, their hair must be tight, they can't be all over. With men, they're clean, shaven, clean. You don't have, what's this thing, on their fingers, you know, nail polish and what stuff like that. So therefore, what she was doing, she was not even supposed to have been chewing gum on that day. Because it could have come out and being on the uniform, because your uniform must be spotless. You must be as clean as possible, because you are not representing yourself. You are representing your country.
Mm. Now tell me, is this a matter that you can be disciplined for?
Correct. You can be disciplined, because even during parade inspections, if you have maybe seen in Russia, when there was the celebration of World War II, the victory parade.
Yes.
The president, or including the commander-in-chief, okay, they were using cars. You see them driving in the car. Basically, that is an inspection of the parade. So you are inspecting these guys. The boots are clean. They've been polished. There's no theater, everything. They must look at it in a certain fashion. If they are not, if one of them is not, then they must be disciplined. Obviously, with her, I think maybe she might just get a leeway. But generally, what I've observed with women in the force, they have that tardiness, you know. Like, even, you know, if she's so close to a commander, or if she's so close to so-and-so, now she doesn't want to do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. No, thank you very much for at least calling us and giving us the details from an insider's perspective. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it. That is a member of the VIP Protection Services. Nizweleke nan. Ngase committee sinje.
There's lack of discipline in the entire South African force. I mean, you check the police, chest out, breathe in. How are they going to do it? Seriously now. Because it's actually the other way around. Stomach out, chest in. So there's no discipline at all. You can see friend leaders, I'm a captain. You know, it's just lack of discipline. No protocols observed. So we are doomed. That's why Nabo Trump was born on Atisiabo Popeye.
Yo, hi guys, I'm sorry. Ukailo is jigelezing all the way. We are soldiers, we know. If you do basic training, the first thing that they teach you, those are basic things that they teach you. You don't chew gum as a soldier. It's as simple as that. So what you are close to, nah. It's basic training, that thing.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.